Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 8 o'clock this morning, we held our annual morning show draft for the NCAA tournament. Here are the results. Troy had the first pick. And again, the person whose teams have the most wins gets, obviously, the W. Whoever has the least amount of wins, the lowest point total amongst your four teams, you will be the human crawfish at Mudbug Bash on April 20th with all the Tolos in attendance. 420 as a human mudbug. Troy has Duke, Texas Tech, Houston, and Murray State. I got the second pick. I went with Virginia, Michigan, Michigan State, and Virginia Tech. Roy had the third pick. He's got a nice 1-2 with UNC and Gonzaga, then LSU and Florida State. Choppy with the last pick, Tennessee, Kentucky, Nevada, and Auburn.
And there we go.
Now, let's try to make you some money.
All right.
What is your history with this?
Oh, my God. My history with this is Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four, championship game. I'm at like 80%.
Ooh.
First round, second round, a little bit more touchy. These are where the upsets happen. You don't really have a feel for how the teams are going to be during the tournament. Tread lightly is my recommendation on the first two, on this day and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your money in the tournament is always made in the Sweet 16. The Sweet 16 is where you really double, triple, and quadruple up.
Why don't they get those odds right?
They get them right. It's just easier to predict. Like, you know, you've got the nerves out of the way if you want to go that route. You have some of the unknowns out of the way. Like, the toughest ones to match up with are, like, you know, nobody knows how Wofford is going to be in this game, in this first round game. All right. You know, nobody knows if LSU is going to lose to Yale. But as you get closer to the Sweet 16, you get big boys against big boys. And then you kind of know. You got a much better feel of that one. It's very tough to know how Old Dominion's going to do against Purdue.
All right. So without further ado, for the first time in March Madness, we unveil the degenerate.
I'm going to start right off at the top with the best non-Dookie in the tournament and John Morant.
All right, give me Murray State plus +4 against Marquette.
Now, this is Troy's Murray State team.
Yeah, you want to give me the best non-Duke player in the tournament and I'm going to get 4 points out of it? I'll take Murray State.
But isn't it scary? Don't they have – isn't this a game they could easily lose? You
sure.
You said 4 points.
Yep, I mean, they could lose it. But they're not getting
favored
four.
To win it. Yeah,
they're not favored. They're an underdog.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm getting 4 points. All right, so.
Sorry, do you look good in orange?
What?
Do you look good in orange or red or whatever
red.
It is after it's cooked?
Red I'm fine with. Orange, especially if it's burnt.
Oh.
Not a chance.
What about Pantone 151?
Crawfish colors.
Yeah, I can do Pantone.
Just got to make sure that we season you up before we put you in the boiling water, not after.
Wow, what a controversy that was with Brian Broaddus and
yeah,
David
right?
Hellman.
Give me Minnesota plus +5.5 against Louisville. Louisville's trash. Minnesota all the way. Richard Pitino's coach has been Minnesota. He's going against his dad's former school who fired him. I guarantee you Rick Pitino's flown home from Greece to help out
yeah.
in this game.
Yeah.
Take Minnesota plus +5.5. Syracuse minus -1.5 against Baylor. I think it's a close game. I think Syracuse does come out on top.
Now, Syracuse got their player suspended for the Duke tripping incident.
Frank Howard, but they get Battle back. They're big guards. So they get him back. That's good. But Frank Howard's been suspended for tripping Zion, as he should be. Kentucky, Abilene Christian, give me the over 132. Over 132. Kentucky's going to put up 80 in this game. They are such a good offensive team. I don't know how anyone's going to stop Reed Travis or P.J. Washington on Abilene Christian. And their coach, Joe Golden's already got his pants split, so that's good. And then finally, Nevada And I only say Nevada so the boss doesn't yell at me for saying Nevada.
Oh, does he say you can't say Nevada?
Well, he says it is Nevada, technically, and I think he's right. I just have always said Nevada. I think we all have always said Nevada, but yeah. I'll call it Nevada now. -2.5 against the Florida Gators. There's your five selections. Oh!
What?
Kentucky forward P.J. Washington is out today against Abilene Christian. Cross that game off the board.
Oh. And hopefully off of your draft.
Let's go local.
Abilene. Split
Abilene.
Pants. Split pants. This is awesome. The Abilene coach has one suit. This is Kavanaugh's school, right?
Abilene Christian. How does he have one? I looked up his salary. I can't find it.
He split his pants the other day. And he says, I'm not getting my bonus until June. So he has to coach in this suit with a hole in his butt, another hole in his butt. And that's what he's coaching with. His second suit that he had, no one has called him out this entire year. Every game we tune into, no one's noticed the same suit. I guess you could wear a black one. That's pretty standard. Mm. But he said that he doesn't get his bonus until June. So I guess the guy can't afford a second suit. He lost the other one in the airport.
He lost in the airport. I don't know how. I don't know how he doesn't have two suits. I don't know how he can't afford a second one.
Well, you guys mentioned what his bonus was, right?
Yeah, $1,000. Yeah. But I'm
making the tournament?
Yeah, for making the tournament, he got $1,000. John Calipari, who he's going against, gets paid $21,918 every day of the year coaching Kentucky.
I'm looking up his salary. I can't find it.
How long is this Washington guy possibly out for so we can get you out of this?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
How long do you think?
It's his foot injury. He's had a foot before.
Oh, that's lingering.
He's had a foot.
Yeah, I imagine that they're sitting him out of this game.
Foot injury, smart ass.
Because it's the first round game.
Okay.
But we all have seen 15s beat 2s. It's happened 8 times. Not a lot, but 8 times. Happens. Since 1985, it's happened once every, 4 years?
Yeah.
If that. So it's not like it's completely rare. Okay. Completely out of the realm of possibility. So, again.
Scratch it.
Scratch it off your list.
Who's in your final four? I think you're the only one on the show, this is sad, to fill out a bracket. Troy, did you fill one out?
Yes, I did fill one out.
Okay.
My final four, I can't remember my final four, but in both brackets, I have Gonzaga winning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then why didn't you pick them at 1 instead of Duke?
Just felt better. Just felt a little bit better about Duke. I just felt like I need to go with Duke there. But
all
yes.
Right. Roy, you did not fill one out. I guess you have an excuse over the past 48 hours.
Yeah, I have not filled one out yet. I have 2 hours, roughly, from about 4 minutes from now to fill one out, and I may try to hastily do one. I mean, it might actually end up better.
Yeah.
Might do better just less doing thinking. It under the gun instead of trying to overthink this for 3 days leading up to the tournament. So,
did you watch sports or try to turn on radio.com to listen to the show with the birth of your daughter yesterday like you did the birth of your son where your wife was ticked?
There were only 2 things that I watched and or listened to while I was in the room. The first, when we went in the night of, was Dirk Nowitzki's night. When he passed Wilt Chamberlain. So we watched that moment. And then the next day, I listened to you guys a little bit because after she would not let me listen to you guys before the baby came, but after the baby came, you know, she was out of it. Everything was all good. So I got to listen to you guys a little bit more yesterday morning.
Okay.
My final four, and this is my Bone Vols and Harmony bracket. That's what the team name is.
All right.
I have Duke winning it all. I have Gonzaga in the Final Four. I have Houston, and I have Tennessee.
Okay, good. You bucked your chalk because you've railed against all the experts you've seen over the past couple of days that have put the 1 and 2 seeds in every
Elite Eight.
Bracket.
In every Elite Eight.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I know. That's a little bit crazy.
But you got no one outside of a 3.
No, but in my Elite Eight, I do have a 7. I have Nevada in the Elite Eight. You know, I do have a lot. I do have all the number ones in the Elite Eight. I'm sorry, no, I don't. I have Auburn in the Elite Eight as well.
What's your big upset? What's your shocker early on?
Auburn over Carolina in the Sweet 16. That's an upset that I would have.
Okay.
In that one, I've got looking around Oregon over Wisconsin. That's a game that I think is taking place tomorrow. Oregon, it's a point guard tournament, man. We know that.
All right. What's this Duke fatigue stuff that you sent?
It's really upsetting because it's completely false. But there's an article in USA Today we are already suffering from Duke fatigue. And I'm thinking to myself, well, no, we're not.
No.
Normally, we suffer.
Again, it speaks to everyone. Well, I guess the numbers show it as well. You sent me the other
tournament ratings are up. I mean, NCAA basketball ratings are up. Duke games are up 30%. We are not suffering currently from Duke fatigue.
I'm not.
Now, in years past, we always do. Okay? We always suffer from Duke fatigue. But not now. Not now. Not only are they must-see TV, but until Championship Sunday, I'm sorry, Championship Monday, I'm rooting for them to win every game.
Me too.
I want to see, because that way you get the most opportunity to see Zion. Then, when it comes to Championship Monday, everyone in the world is rooting against them.
Yes.
We all are. And I'll be rooting for Tennessee in that game. But we're all rooting against Duke on Championship Monday. But until then, I want to see Zion in there.
Yeah.
I want to see Zion play.
Yes.
What's the second?
What's the for those that are tired of Duke? I guess I would ask the same thing. Are you happy the Lakers missed the playoffs?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so what's the difference here? I guess you have other draws in the NBA.
I think the difference is best of the best, though. Like the Lakers, it's fun to see them lose because they're the Lakers and because it's LeBron.
There's no difference with the Lakers and Duke.
No, the difference is that Lakers team wouldn't compete with any of the best eight teams in the West versus this Duke team is maybe, well, I don't want to say one of the best college basketball teams we've seen of all time, but it certainly is one of the best collection of college basketball players individually
I guess
we've seen in a long time. Choppy, you would agree?
Zion is probably...
With Reddish and Barrett, though, too, like that recruiting class, that threesome is one that rivals what Kentucky did a couple years
ago.
Like
Zion has put himself in the must-see category of like what Carmelo was in college and what Leitner and Larry Johnson and I mean he's David Thompson. I mean he's going back a long, long ways.
My follow-up would be: what else would interest me a ton in the tournament without Duke in there? And there's not an immediate number two for a fan like me.
Zion has done the A-Rod and A-Rod's made himself likable. Zion's made Duke likable this year.
And also, what's going to intrigue you if Zion is not there? For me, you look for UMBC. You look for that Cinderella.
Yeah.
You look for that underdog.
But you might not get that.
That's true.
So, like Choppy said, get Duke to the Final Four, then have all the hate you want, root for them to lose.
And not only that, get as many of those blue blood teams to the Final Four as you can. Like, everybody loves upsets early, but who wouldn't love a Final Four that consisted of Duke, UNC, Gonzaga, and potentially, like, Tennessee? That would be an amazing Final Four.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.